of 358 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational, arts, and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at KansasCityPBS.org. The Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra there with conductor Bjarte Engeset, violinist Henning Kraggerud, together to perform a piece called The Maiden's Song by Norwegian composer Johan Halvorsen on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on, and we will listen to Antonín Dvořák's romantic pieces for violin and piano a little later, plus Bach and the First Orchestral Suite with La Petite Band. That's all just ahead. Thanks for stopping by, and hope you can stay with us here on a Thursday afternoon. We have for you next the La Scala Philharmonic, conducted by Ricardo Chailly. And a familiar tune, one you should probably recognize. It comes from Act 3 of the opera La Gioconda by Amilcare Ponchielli, Dance of the Hours, next on KPR. Dance of the Hours from the opera La Gioconda from Act 3. La Scala Philharmonic and conductor Ricardo Chailly with the music of Amilcare Ponchielli on Kansas Public Radio. 12:20 now, and in just about 13 minutes from now, we'll have a long La Petite Band. For music by Bach, the First Orchestral Suite is on the way on Kansas Public Radio. Where support for classical music comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. Right now on the KU campus, 76 degrees. Partly sunny skies and occasionally breezy. It'll warm up to about 79 today. Looks like we have a bit of a chance of some showers this afternoon. Tonight should be cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, sunny with a high of 89. Slight chance of showers for tomorrow evening. Next, we have some chamber music for violin and piano, written by Antonín Dvořák in 1887. Around that time, he lived in a home in Prague that had a room rented out to a group of chemistry students who were also amateur musicians, and Dvořák would sometimes hang with them, performing violin and cello pieces in the evenings, and for them derived a series of string miniatures, and those were subsequently developed into the following romantic pieces, played by violinist Gil Shaham with Orly Shaham at the piano on KPR. Violinist Gil Shaham, and at piano Orly Shaham, performing Antonín Dvořák's romantic pieces, completed in 1887, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:35 now, and there'll be NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up tomorrow night, Flash Gordon is back to save the universe at KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. It'll be at Liberty Hall tomorrow night. We've got a Flash Gordon double feature. First, a chapter from the 1936 serial with Buster Crabbe, followed by the 1980 big-budget epic reboot starring Sam Jones. The fun starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow at Liberty Hall. Tickets will be available at the door. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas Trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org. We're ready to bring you La Petite Band, conducted here by Sigisvald Kuiken, music by Johann Sebastian Bach. Here's next on KPR. We'll hear Orchestral Suite number 1 in C. Orchestral Suite number 1 in C major, music by Bach, played by La Petite Band, under conductor Zigazalt Koiken on Kansas Public Radio. And it's now about 1 p.m., just about time for NPR News. Afterwards, more classical music for you, and we'll get deep into the first piano quartet by French composer Gabriel Fauré, plus music of Mendelssohn and Felix Weingartner. A good deal more still to come here on a Thursday afternoon. We're glad you could join us and hope you can stick around a little longer here on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
In Washington.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI, no tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Nuremberg Symphony Orchestra there, and music composed by Felix Mendelssohn around the year of 1829. That was during Felix Mendelssohn's famous European tour. While spending a little time in England, he wrote a short Singspiel, a light-hearted short opera that he mainly intended to present as a gift to his mother and father when he returned home. And it had an appropriate title. For such an occasion, it's known in English as The Return of the Sun and Stranger, the overture to which we just listened to on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson. And there's a bit more classical music now for Thursday afternoon. We have the Basel Symphony Orchestra awaiting us later in the hour with music from the composer Felix Weingartner, some Shakespearean-inspired music in the suite known as The Storm, based on Shakespeare's The Tempest. That's in just a little while here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Next, we're with a quartet of powerhouse musicians. Pianist Emmanuel Ax, Isaac Stern, and Jamie Laredo are violinists, and cellist Yo-Yo Ma. They are all together in chamber music composed in 1877 by Gabriel Fauré, his piano quartet, number 1 in C minor, next on KPR. Written in 1877, piano quartet number 1 by Gabriel Fauré, played by pianist Emmanuel Ax, violinists Isaac Stern and Jamie Laredo, and cellist Yo-Yo Ma on KPR. 15 minutes to go until our next NPR News update, and we've got the classics to enjoy until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and a cappella group Chanticleer. Details at lead.ku.edu. Later on tonight at 7, it's Thursday, and that means Classics Live at 7. And tonight, you can hear the Topeka Symphony going Thai and Chai, that is Thailand and Tchaikovsky. Inspired by his time in Thailand, conductor Kyle Wiley-Pickett brings us Thai music called Sound, Echo, and Silence. That and the Fourth Symphony by Tchaikovsky is tonight at 7 during Classics Live on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small-town paths to wide-open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org. Next, we've got music by composer Felix Weingartner, an Austrian composer born in the mid-19th century, who came to the Leipzig Conservatory first to study philosophy, but soon devoted himself entirely to music, and he was one of the last pupils of Franz Liszt. Here, we have an orchestral suite by Weingartner, inspired partly by Shakespeare's The Tempest. We'll hear the suite Der Sturm, or The Storm, on KPR. The orchestral suite The Storm by composer Felix Weingartner, performed by the Basel Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned for NPR News. Another hour of classical music awaits us, one in which we'll hear some pieces written by Glazunov for cello and orchestra, not to mention The Schoolmaster, or Symphony No. 55 by Franz Josef Haydn. We've got that and a good deal more still to come. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you can stick around a bit longer here on KPR. All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. As well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Life.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with Brahms in the 2 p.m. hour and the 21st Hungarian Dance with the London Philharmonic and conductor Marin Alsop on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson with some more classical music for a Thursday afternoon. The Huntington Trio has a little chamber music from one who was a great student of Beethoven, music by a Czech composer by the name of Karl Czerny. And we'll go on to hear The Schoolmaster, that is to say, Symphony No. 55 by Franz Josef Haydn. That's a bit later, with the Hungarian Philharmonic. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu. And University Press of Kansas, a nonprofit publisher of scholarly and regional books serving readers in the Midwest and beyond. Information on University Press publications at kansaspress.ku.edu. We have now the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, led by John Elliott Gardner, and with them, cellist Stephen Isalis. From Alexander Glazunov, here are two pieces for cello and orchestra, next on KPR. There are two pieces for a cello and orchestra, composed by Alexander Glazunov, played by the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, conductor John Elliott Gardner, and cellist Stephen Isalis, here on KPR. It is about 2:17 now. We'll hear, in just about 15 minutes, the Schoolmaster Symphony, the 55th by Franz Josef Haydn. We wait the Hungarian Philharmonic ahead in the second half of the hour. Hope you can stay with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, home to 14 area museums, 3 National Historic Trails, landmark architecture, and the Kansas City Chiefs Summer Training Camp. Details at stjomo.com, that's stjomo.com, and the Lawrence Busker Festival, a 3-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence on Friday, May 22nd, through Sunday, May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com. Here on the KU campus, 78 degrees, partly sunny skies and occasional south breezes of 35 miles an hour. Tonight should be mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s, and tomorrow's a sunny day with a high of 89, 20% chance of showers for a Friday night. We have chamber music next for flute, cello, and piano. Members of the Huntington Trio have music written by one who was a fantastic student of Beethoven. Fantasia by Carl Czerny, next on KPR. Fantasia for flute, cello, and piano. Music by a pupil of Beethoven, the Czech composer Carl Czerny. Performed by the Huntington Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 2:34 is the time. At 3 o'clock, we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. And it is Thursday, and you know what that means. Classics Live is tonight at 7. And this evening, you can hear the Topeka Symphony going Thai and Chai. That's Thailand and Tchaikovsky. Inspired by his time in Thailand, conductor Kyle Wiley-Pickett brings us Thai music called Sound, Echo, and Silence. We'll have that as well as the Fourth Symphony by Tchaikovsky. Classics Live is tonight at 7 p.m. here on KPR. And from 8 to 9, enjoy an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow should be a mostly sunny day with a high of 89 and a low of 65 Friday evening with a slight chance of showers. Sunny, a high of 87, 30% chance of showers on Saturday. We're ready for the Hungarian Philharmonic now for a Franz Joseph Haydn symphony from 1774. Haydn wrote about over 100 symphonies. Some of them have little nicknames associated with them to distinguish them. Almost none were ever created by Haydn himself. In the symphony that we'll hear, scholars have noticed a few superficial similarities between passages in the second movement and an earlier divertimento by Haydn called The Schoolmaster in Love. That's why this symphony, the 55th by Haydn, is called The Schoolmaster Symphony. And here's Antal Durati to lead the Hungarian Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. From Franz Joseph Haydn, Symphony No. 55 in E-flat major, The Schoolmaster Symphony, performed by the Hungarian Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio, conducted by Antal Durati. And with that, it's almost 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Catch more music this evening. Classics Live is at 7 p.m. tonight with Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony and much more. And we've got an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre. That'll be from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me today. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow on KPR. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for All Things Considered comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.